The Lord Will Fight For You, a compilation.
There have been many times in my life when I knew, without a shadow of a doubt, that the Lord was fighting on my behalf. The hard times I would not have asked for were the times that taught me most about God's character, and I slowly learned how to trust Him with the unexpected. I discovered along the way that God was not surprised by my circumstances. He knew and loved me deeply. God never once stopped fighting for me as a child in Romania. And He has not stopped fighting for me as an adult who, like the Israelites in Exodus, encounters my own Red Sea moments. What might have been unexpected for me was already part of His plan. In reading Exodus, I learned some good lessons from the Israelites. They were facing unexpected circumstances, and God had a big plan in place for it all. The Israelites, who were spiritually and emotionally weak, stood staring into the Red Sea with no choice but to wait for God to act. Moses told the Israelites, "Do not be afraid. Stand firmly, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Then God parted the Red Sea. Can you imagine standing still and keeping silent with an army behind you and a sea before you? Then can you imagine the unfolding of God's plan that followed as they watched the Red Sea part before them? The God we serve can do that. He has promised to fight for us just as He fought for His people at the Red Sea. The challenges we face are important opportunities for our faith to grow. What might be a huge roadblock or heartache to us is still redeemable in the unfolding of His plan. Be encouraged and find rest in the promise of His word that He loves and cares for each one of us. And today, trust Him with the unexpected. Heavenly Father, thank You for fighting on our behalf in every battle we face. You are never surprised by our circumstances. Help us to trust You and the unfolding of Your plans daily. Help us to stand still and recognize You in every battle. In Jesus' name, amen. Isabella McMillan. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. We need a lot more than mere physical weapons to fight and win this spiritual war. To tear down the spiritual strongholds of evil forces that oppose God and His people and His purposes, we need to wield the powerful spiritual weapons of God's love and word. This is a fight that we're destined to win. As long as we stay on guard spiritually, as long as we stay close to Jesus and His word, we can't be beaten. How can we be so sure? Because He who is in us, Jesus, is greater than he who is in the world, the devil. When the devil tempts you, what's the first thing you should do? Ask the Lord for a scripture to counter his lie. That's what Jesus did. He quoted the scriptures. Memorize and quote God's promises to bolster your faith. Put the devil out of action with God's word. Bury him in a flood of the truth. God will fight for you through his word. David Brant Berg. Thank you. that God will fight our battles means we do not have to anguish, be anxious, or be discouraged when bad things happen in our lives. When it seems that a situation is hopeless or the matter at hand is too overwhelming, we may be tempted to doubt God. But Christians must remember that God has promised to take care of us, make good plans for us, and love us beyond measure. In Exodus 14:14, Moses tells the children of Israel, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." At that moment, they were standing at the edge of the Red Sea, hemmed in by the sea before them and the Egyptian army behind. The lessons believers can learn from the Exodus account can be powerful and life-changing. When Christians trust God to fight their battles, it enables them to circumvent what often accompanies conflict, i.e., panic, fear, and hopelessness. There are times when we can see absolutely no way around a problem, just like Israel when they were cornered. It's quite probable not one of the Israelites ever imagined that the massive sea was going to split down the middle, providing their way of escape. When Christians believe God's word, they learn that no battle is too formidable or monumental for God to handle. Our confidence is in God, who will fight our battles and bring us safely home. GodQuestions.org. I will fight for you. You need only to be still. I know how weary you are, my child. You have been struggling just to keep your head above water, and your strength is running low. Now is the time for you to stop striving and let me fight for you. I know this is not easy for you to do. You feel as if you must keep struggling in order to survive. But I am calling you to rest in me. I am working on your behalf. So, be still and know that I am God. Quieting your body is somewhat challenging for you, but still in your mind may often seem downright impossible. In your striving to feel secure, you have relied too heavily on your own thinking. This struggle to be in control has elevated your mind to a position of autonomy. So, you need the intervention of the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to control your mind more and more, soothing you from the inside out. Take time to rest in the shadow of the Almighty while I fight for you. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.